This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. I don't care about you, it's Friday, I'm in love.
Found ourselves on Friday's time, September 30th, last day of the month. We are tuned into America to talk about what's going on. We are Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden with an eye on that transit strike in Strand as well. This is a strike in a manner of speaking. The New Jersey transit train that crashed last night, 100 people were hurt. One person was killed. Interesting that it takes something like this to get us off of Donald Trump and the Hillary Clinton back and forth. But this is the kind of thing that makes the front page on the newspaper. So questions coming, why didn't the train have a fail-safe, which is what most of these trains have these days? Apparently, not one single New Jersey Transit employee has ever been trained to use this control system. Here's some more on the crash now.
That was pretty chaotic. I mean, it was frightening. It was, as you would imagine, anybody who stands right in front of a train crash, you know, it's pretty horrifying.
Do you see the people, most people walked out by themselves?
As far as the entire train is concerned, yes. Most walked out on their own power. The first half of the first car took the most damage. That's where the injuries, possible fatalities, I hope not, I don't know. Anyone who can look at the damage to the first half of that first car doesn't have to be a professional to know that there's some serious injuries going on.
All right, so yeah, I mean, that's fairly typical New Jersey talk for, well, we don't know what happened. We don't know from nothing. This sounds like Sergeant Schultz. I don't know nothing. I hear nothing. I see nothing. But the story behind the story is that this speeding commuter train plowed into a platform inside the Hoboken terminal during the rush hour. The woman that was killed, I don't think, has been identified yet. Not for our discussion purposes. Not important. The train was it went into the yard at 10 miles an hour. Well, it's supposed to enter the yard at 10 miles an hour, and then down to 5 miles an hour near the platform. Hoboken is the last stop before you go under the water over to Manhattan. Bella Dinzar, who is the vice chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, said investigators will check whether the lack of automatic braking might have been a factor in the crash. Man, if they can get an automatic braking system in a new Tesla, they ought to be able to get that sort of thing in these trains. We know that this thing can prevent accidents. Okay, so there's a lot of speculation, finger-pointing, the usual bunkum when it comes to bureaucrats. Governor Christie and Governor Cuomo of New York, Christie of New Jersey, would not speculate about what caused the crash. And so what you get is a lot of no news nonsense. The fact that I see here that is relevant is that the train was going fast and the braking system didn't work. And Fabiola Bitar de Croon, who lived in Hoboken, was the person who was killed. Just found that a name from her LinkedIn profile. And other than that, I don't see what there is here. There'll be people who pick this apart as we pick everything apart. This is it's so damn exasperating to have these things happen. One day, everything is melting. Have you noticed that? Things just are breaking and not working and stopping. And you know, what's the point that we ought to take away from this? That we have become too big, too sophisticated. Too many people have too much to say. You look at some of the news coverage, the people who were talking on camera were stupid. What do you need their comments for? Well, everything stopped. Yeah, that's what happens in a crash. And you know, you get the people going to the hospitals and getting people that are in the hospital. Well, tell us about the injuries of those who were there. I was like, nobody has anything better to do. Okay, so it's too bad that the trains crashed, and there were a lot of things that were going on. Some people jumped through the windows of the plane, makes for drama. But when we get down to the end of the day, how does this affect your life? Really and truly, how does this circumstance, how does this sad reality affect your life? And if you're like me, this doesn't affect me at all. I never have ridden on the New Jersey train. Some of you listening in New Jersey may have ridden the train. Okay. I've gone by that stop every day for 40 years. Okay.
And that's the news we have now, as they take 60-second news stories and make them into hours and hours, of in-depth coverage.
Right. And the same video over and over and over and over, and the same finger-pointing and... look at what happened. And so
12 people in a newsroom stand together and say, how can we make one murder story last all day long at CNN? That's what they do.
Yeah. And this is in this circumstance, this has lasted, will last 24 to 48 hours, depending on what else happens later in the day. And so that's probably the last you'll hear of this discussion, because nothing comes of it. You will learn nothing about anything by exploring this story, other than the sheer, what's the word I'm looking for, the mass hysteria that comes. Did you see that train? What happened? Man, that was awful.
Are you safe on a train?
Yeah, all right, that'd be the
CNN in-depth look.
Yeah, right. Could you be the next victim of a train
on a train today?
Yes, you might.
Right after this.
All right. Right after, that's good, right after this. It's 13 past the hour.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get long sleeve tees for her, just $6.99. Toddlers tops and bottoms, only $4.99. It's the lowest prices of the season at Kohl's. The big one bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's the lowest prices of the season. Going on now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
16 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the Friday program in depth in this hour of Good Day with an overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. One of the things that we talk about a lot on Fridays, what has been the big story or the big stories, big topic of the talk topics from Talkers Magazine. The anthem protests at number 10 this week in the story list. The NFL players and some of the other players that are standing up for the national anthem. Number 9 story is the stats from the government on the homicide rates in our country that are going up higher and higher. For a long time, the FBI and local police and law enforcement were talking a lot, crowing about how great the stats were. The stats are horrible for a country that is as progressive as are we. And you can see the evidence of it pretty much every day, except today we have a train crash. Yesterday it was another policeman shooting another citizen. You know, that isn't where the numbers come from, the huge volume of numbers, but I think there's a tone set in all of that. The Wells Fargo situation, that is the scandal and the fallout of the scandal. Actually, Richie, let's go through this information now. There's a bit of audio that came from an overview of the House Financial Services Committee that went after the CEO of Wells Fargo, John Stumpf, this week.
Fraud is fraud, theft is theft, and what happened at Wells Fargo over the course of many years cannot be described any other way. And Mr. Stump, I regrettably have a mortgage with your bank. I wish I didn't. If I was in the position to pay it off, I would, because you have broken my trust and you have broken the trust of millions of others, and it will be a long, long time to earn that trust back.
That was the chairman of the committee, Representative Steve Pierce of New Mexico, talking about him being Stumpf, and telling him he ought to submit his resignation, et cetera, et cetera. He was in front of the Senate Banking Committee last week, this week in front of the House Banking Committee. He was better prepared this time. But how do you work your way through? How do you BS your way through all of this stuff? The guy's a crook, and the people that work for him are crooked.
But doesn't it just burn you up every time you hear congressmen and senators?
Yeah, moralize.
Hypocrites moralizing. Yeah,
moralize. Yeah, that does bother me. Yeah, there's a hypocritical stump there.
And it's all for show.
Well, and they're all in cahoots. Most people in America think they're all in cahoots. They're all crooked. So this week when Stumpf agreed to forfeit $41 million in stock awards, people said, oh, wow, look at this guy. He's going to really get hurt. But he still has $19 million more of uninvested stock awards that he can hold on to. Altogether, he had $60 million he's got stock. He hasn't cashed out of it yet. But there were a couple of interesting points, Richie. Wells Fargo is too large to manage and ought to be broken up was one of the claims, and the government allowed them to get this big, so now the government wants to break them apart. Sort of reminds me of AT&T back 35 years or 40 years ago when the government said AT&T is too big, I had to break them up, and they did, the various Bell companies. And criminal charges may be forthcoming from the feds. But you, those of you who bank with these big banks like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citibank, they're all crooked and they're all doing this sort of thing. They just haven't been caught yet. So anyway, there's some food for thought that is worth more than a minute or two. 21 after the hour.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all fading and heaven is open?
Throwback Thursday. Good God, it's Thursday already, yes. 22nd of September, first full day of fall. Mercury's out of retrograde. We're celebrating the top five songs from this week in 2001, starting with the number five tune by Frayne called Drops of Jupiter. So if somebody wants to tell me what this song is about, I don't remember this song.
You don't remember the song? I feel like we're getting away from it. It was definitely overplayed, but you know what? Now that I listen back to it, I sort of miss Frayne. I don't know what happened to them. Yeah, that's true. Where did they go? Actually, you know, I think they had a new album last year, and his voice still sounds really good. Yeah, he's got the voice that sounds like he gargled with razor blades and whiskey, but in a really good way.
Yeah, it works. Fred Train?
Yes, Fred Train.
Right, thank you. Number four of this week in 2001 belonged to Michael Jackson. You rock my world.
You know what's cool about Michael Jackson is that no matter how many different albums he released, he always had a brand. No, they didn't sound the same. He could do different types of music, but he just had a consistent brand. You know, I was listening to the latest song from Lady Gaga, and it doesn't even sound like her. Yeah. And I think she's a really talented musician, but she sounds different every time she sings
like
a different genre.
You can tell the Monkees when you listen to the Beach Boys, you listen to them. Yeah.
I don't remember this song, though.
Michael Bublé, I don't remember the song either.
I knew the love would bring.
All right, so I don't remember that song. Number three, excuse me, belonged to Lifehouse. Hanging. Or as they say in New York, hanging. By a moment. Man, I must have been absent this week. I don't remember.
I like this song a lot.
Yeah, this is good. This guy's got another voice that has
Victoria, notice, however, I did not say I didn't like the song. I just said I don't remember them.
That was very good, Dougie.
Even though I didn't like them either. All right, Lifehouse.
Oh, you had to ruin it. You added in there, see? Yeah. Captain Curmudgeon.
It was under my breath. Nobody really heard me.
Were you saying something? All right, can we get to my favorite song of this throwback now, please?
Number two, Blue Cantrell.
Yeah.
Get him out.
Revenge song, yeah, right.
Explain the song, please.
Hey, you cheat, she's going to take all your stuff and steal your credit card.
And go shopping.
That's right.
And who is the principal of Blue Cantrell?
That's Blue Cantrell. This is her
name, yeah.
Oh, really?
I doubt it's her real name, but yeah, that's her.
Yeah. Her real name is Red White.
No. Don't quit your date.
This song was so huge. Oh, my gosh. I remember this.
Number one from this week in 2001 belonged to Alicia Keys. Now I can get into this. All right, ladies, feel free to talk about this song.
Was this her first big hit? This was the first one. And this is a good song. I think this is probably my just only Alicia Keys song that I have to say I really, really love. I mean, she's a very big talent, obviously. But what's weird for me, and it kind of blows my mind as we throw back the years, is that in my mind, Blue Cantrell came way before Alicia Keys. Really? I don't associate them together at all, like on the chart. I feel like she came years before Alicia Keys, but
I actually kind of feel like Alicia Keys has been around forever, and Blue Cantrell was like a one-hit wonder.
Oh, she was for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. You're right. I don't associate them at the same time for sure. But Alicia Keys started when she was what, 18? She was really young.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was talking about it on The Voice 2 nights ago. How young she was.
She was 14 when she started.
Yeah.
Wow. Look
at Richie. Wow.
Pulling out the Alicia Keys trivia there.
Very good. 28 past the hour.
What's her middle name, Richie?
Quitting smoking can be easier with the right motivation and support. In the following story, Catherine Carlton explains why now is the best time for you to quit smoking.
Smokers, would you like thousands of dollars in cash? It's easy. Just quit smoking. Okay, so it's not easy. But with a positive behavior hypnosis program, you can quit smoking without any willpower. Just relax and let your subconscious mind absorb the powerful sounds of this special audio hypnosis program. There's no craving, no weight gain, no effort. And then, no cigarettes. Oh, and all that cash you've been throwing away on cigarettes? Buy yourself something nice. Every year. For the rest of your life. Call this number right now for a 30-day risk-free trial of this amazing program. 877-METHOD-1. 877-METHOD-1. Alcohol, drug, and weight loss hypnosis programs also available. Call 877-METHOD-1. You already know how hard it is to quit smoking. Now make it easy. Call 877-METHOD-1.
Continuous pain relief spray. It works fast and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you, it's Friday, I'm in love.
34 after the hour. Hello to Furniture Town listeners in Hickory, North Carolina. Having been listening to this radio program there 27 years as an affiliate to this program, which is now entering, it's, let's see, 1988, so we're going into our 29th year, Richie, of the Good Day program.
Wow.
And the folks in Hickory have been with us for a long, long time.
Sure.
Thank
have.
You for that. It's nice to know you're there and supportive. Going through the list of things in the story realm for the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of September 26th through the 30th, today being the end of the month, the passing of Shimon Peres is number 7 on the list. And we'll talk to Uri Geller. He's been in England for so long, I keep saying that, but he's now moved to Israel. So we'll check in with him on that passing. And also the High Holy Days, the Jewish High Holy Days, are this weekend. And then next weekend are our High Holy Days for Italians, because it's Columbus's birthday. That's such a way till I get into my annual grunt and groan on that one. Okay, so let's see here. As I've gone through number 10, a lot of protests this week, actually, that have made it into the top 10. The anthem protests, Then at number 9, the homicide rate. Number 8, what went on in that scandal at Wells Fargo. Passing of Shimon Peres. Number 7, the overriding of the president's veto of making us able to sue the Saudis individually for their role in what happened on September 11th. Let's see here. The shootings. Number 5, all these shootings. The teenager that was shot, the Houston shooter, the shooting in Southern California, the aftermath of Charlotte, all that stuff. Big conversation. What's going on in the Middle East is number 4. This train crash we were talking about in New Jersey made it to number 3, probably been number 2 if it happened earlier in the week and had, there had been more time. But certainly the last 24 hours has seen a lot of focus on that. And again, the public ability to deal with these sorts of things. One of the questions that's coming up is whether or not these big port authority facilities ought to be run by private entities. You know, you got Amtrak, that's a public facility, used to be run by the privates. Instead of having the public take over all of these things and see the bills go skyrocketing and the inefficiencies. I know I have some people working for me on my farm that work for the local transit authority here, and they tell me hair-raising stories of money that's the kinds of money that's wasted that taxpayer pays for because they have a contract with a private company to run the train service, but it's a cost plus. So they, whatever happens, whatever these guys that are the liaisons from the public to the private say they want, new locomotive, go buy us a new locomotive. Go buy us a new one of these. Go buy us a new one of those. And in some cases, the expenses are up over 10 years ago, 70%. It's wild how these people are spending this kind of dough. All right, so let's see. Number 2 are the protests going on about various people's events, the protests at the rallies, and, God, everybody's got a complaint. Everybody's got a beef. And the presidential race with the debate, number 1, as you can imagine. So I went around, nosing around a little bit here, and I found two things that I think are more important in the long run than anything else that we could be talking about this morning. So before I bring Uri Geller in to talk about the situation, what's going on in Israel, I wanted to bring some data to your attention. The scientists this week had put out this atmospheric survey from the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, saying that carbon dioxide, which, as you probably know, is the most responsible for global warming or things that are changing our atmosphere, has reached a milestone. Now, this is the first time in the history of the planet that we know, the written history of the planet, that the number of carbon dioxide, I guess they call it parts per million, how much carbon dioxide there is in a million tons of air, and the number has gone. Yeah, it's amazing. If you don't think you measure air here, you can't really see it. You can't taste it. You can't touch it. So how do you measure it in tons? Well, it has weight. So anyway, for the first time, daily and weekly values of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere are above 400 parts per million. And the scientists involved in this say that this is the longest continuous record of atmospheric carbon dioxide that has taken place on the planet in terms of it being measured. The measurements taking place at the Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii.
Sounds good.
Thank you. The fellow who runs the study, Ralph Keeling, said we will not be seeing a monthly value below 400 parts per million this year, or perhaps ever again, or at least for the indefinite future. There's a blog post of all this information that is what people are reposting and talking about. The increase in gases like carbon dioxide, methane, nitrous oxide, not nitric, but nitrous oxide, fueling climate change, making the planet more dangerous and inhospitable for future generations. So one wonders if that's the reason that those of you who are in Des Moines and Boone and the other people listening in Iowa have had so much flooding this week. There were all kinds of problems with flooding there yesterday and today. The region is on high alert. I saw the story of Iowa golfer Zach Johnson, who said that he's going to be playing this weekend, worried about his hometown of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, which has really had a problem with flooding, been plagued this week. He's played in the Ryder Cup for quite a while. He said, there was a part of me last week while preparing for this, I thought to myself, I ought to probably be in Cedar Rapids. But in talking to some people, they said, no, we need you to prepare. We want you in Minnesota to win this golf tournament. But the question would remain here whether or not the carbon level is the cause for the Iowa flooding and the Louisiana flooding that we had a month or so ago. Is that really what's causing all of this stuff? That's food. That's important food for thought, I think. And the other thing, very quickly, that has been on the minds of people who are thinking is the way the administration, it has been learned, rewards sanctuary states and counties and cities that shield violent illegal immigrants from deportation with hundreds of millions of dollars of your money. One of the biggest recipients made headlines for protecting a serial criminal who murdered a young woman. And this is going on. The administration doled out $342 million this year to 10 sanctuary states and cities who proudly reject federal claims to have the criminal illegal aliens earmarked for removal. What kind of disastrous thinking is that? Oy. Uri Geller up next here.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get long sleeve tees for her, just $6.99. Toddlers tops and bottoms, only $4.99. It's the lowest prices of the season at Kohl's. The big one bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's the lowest prices of the season. Going on now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
on the track even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, 46 after the hour now. As we travel to Israel every week at this time, I bring in my friend Uri Geller, who has moved from England to Israel for an overview of what's going on there from his perspective, his positive perspective. I was talking a great deal on the air this week about the great Shimon Peres and me meeting him. I don't know if I ever even talked to you or told you that he came up to me when I was walking around the Knesset in one of my visits to Israel. He just came over to me and he said, "You're not from here." And I said, "No, I'm not." He said, "Well, what are you doing here?" And I told him, he said, "What can I do to help?" He was a wonderfully open guy from what I can see. He was an optimistic guy, and I wondered what you thought of him, Murray.
Yes, Doug, he was the greatest, and I'm watching the funeral, of course. The dignitaries that came from all around the world were just amazing, from Obama to Prince Charles to Abbas from Palestine. The respect they gave to Shimon Peres is something that I've never, ever actually seen before. I met Shimon Peres in the early, in the late 60s when he approached me. I was sitting and having coffee in a coffee shop, and he suddenly walks up to me and he says, "Uri, can you bend my pen while it's in my pocket?" And I laughed and I said, "Okay, let me try." And he put his hand on his pen and I concentrated, and believe it or not, the little clip on the pen bent out of shape. And he said to me that he'll always keep it. Since that time, I met him on a few occasions. I'll never forget the night, it was midnight, when I decided to go and see Lenin's tomb, Lenin's mausoleum, and this was in the Red Square. It was a very cold night. Nobody was in the square except for three people next to Lenin's tomb, and it was Shimon Peres. And we hugged at midnight in the Red Square. So, yeah, everything has been said about him. Obama gave an amazingly non-political speech, so did Clinton. And I live in Old Jaffa, you know, and it's about 20 minutes walk from my house. It's the Shimon Peres Center of Peace. It's a beautiful building overlooking the Mediterranean. And that's how things happen. We are born, we live a great life, and if we take the opportunities to be successful, then we are successful and we can help other people. But at the end, we part from this planet. I personally do not believe in total death. I think that there is life after death, and I think Shimon is gone up there with all the greatest people who departed our planet.
And with that, I'm going to wish you a happy Jewish New Year. There's an amazing video at UriGeller.com, and basically it wishes everyone a Shana Tova, which is New Year. You're welcome. Happy New Year to all those
Shana
who are listening.
Shana Tova.
Shana Tova. All right, cut that. Happy New Year. 50 minutes past the hour. Uri Geller here with us on Good Day.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Up next here on the program is a conversation with the director of the Policing Research Program at RTI International, Kevin Strom, joins us, an expert in law enforcement, and we have certainly a lot of controversy about what's going on in the area of violence in our communities. Dr. Strom, thanks for joining us. Let's talk a little bit about what law enforcement agencies in our country are actually supposed to be doing. I think this is one of the things that people in the main don't understand. And you hear a little bit of buzz about how much they have to do, what they aren't just law enforcement, they fix problems at home. I mean, why don't you go through for a second or two what wide ranges of things police officers are asked to do?
Yeah, it's really astounding of how much police officers have to do on a daily basis. I think people have an assumption that police just respond and deal with violent crime, but police officers really have to deal with a range of different things, and that creates a lot of stress on not only the officers or on the agencies, because we ask them to do so much in and around our communities.
All right, so now you're working with the Policing Research Program on a couple of projects that can help local police and state police, maybe some of the national bureaus as well, better serve. Is this going to limit, is there going to be a recommendation that comes out of this that some of these agencies become more specialized? Because we do find a lot of overlap, I think. For example, in Florida, I see, and I see it in California too to a certain extent, police and sheriff's officers and people, sometimes they're just all over the place and they don't seem to know what their specific duties are.
Certainly that is one challenge in trying to develop any type of national reporting process, is just that the sheer number of agencies. There's over 18,000 law enforcement agencies in this country, and that does create some challenges. So one of the things that we're trying to do with the NCSX project is to move 400 key agencies, including all the largest departments, to incident-based reporting. And that will those will be added to the nearly 7,000 agencies that already report. But this process of transitioning, especially the largest departments, has been slow going to date.
Wow. Isn't this part of the government problem? There are a lot of people who complain because one agency doesn't talk to the other, one police department doesn't talk to the other, and it isn't necessarily just technology, it's just that they don't want to.
Well, I think more agencies are looking for ways that they can work together. There certainly could be instances where agencies don't want to share, but I think that's not quite the norm anymore. And so one of the things we're trying to do is create a more standardized process here, create a more standardized process where they can share information, where they can benchmark apples to apples across jurisdictions, and then also ultimately at a state and national level to use these enhanced data to evaluate policies and policing strategies so that we can identify ultimately what works best and why.
All right, so one of the things I see that you're going to do here is analyze 911 calls better. The calls that come in, people think they're calling the police, but in fact they really aren't. They're calling some company and then they call the police. So how can we shape that up a little bit?
Yeah, so that's a related effort that we've taken on here at RTI, figuring out better ways, more strategic ways in which police departments can use their calls for service, which are involve 911 calls coming in from citizens. So in many cases, agencies have large volumes of 911 calls, and only a small percentage of those result in police incident reports. But those 911 calls really drive a police department's resources, and so if they can look more strategically about where they're putting their resources, what the community needs are, and how to sort of match those up more efficiently, that can be a huge benefit for not only the agencies, but for the communities they serve.
Dr. Kevin Strom is the director of the Policing Research Program at RTI International, and there's more information available at rti.org, and you can /NCS-X. Thanks again, Dr. Strom, for being here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.